West Michigan, you're going to get a chance to see some unique performance art in the form of music, movement, choreography, film. It's happening January 8th to the 17th at the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts in Grand Rapids. It's called A Gallery Exhibition of New Works in Screen Dance, a collection of three short films along with dance photography and dance video, all presented by art peers and dance in the Annex. Aaron Wilson is the filmmaker and Amy Wilson the choreographer, and they are with us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Aaron, you really wanted to get your works exhibited in an art gallery. Why did that matter so much?
There's been a disconnect with performance art and also, you know, video art as well in galleries, and I think it's partly just because it's hard to know what to do with it, and also there's a cost that might not be something you'd encounter with different kinds of art. And so there's things that make it difficult, but it sort of gets put off into this corner, and Amy could speak to this more than I can, but it belongs in galleries, or at least included in that conversation about traditional art. And so that was something we really tried hard in 2015 and sent out hundreds of proposals nationwide, and two galleries said yes.
Only two galleries out of the hundreds that you sent their proposals. Amy, why do you think performance art isn't treated with, dare I say, the same respect as, air quotes here, traditional art?
Well, I think that dance in general is kind of separated in a way because typically with dance companies or performance work, it's set in a concert stage. So typically an audience member would have to buy a ticket and sit down, and it's a durational effort. And galleries, you can go in any time, you can look at the work at your leisure, you can come and go. And for performers, it's difficult because obviously we can't perform every waking hour that a gallery is open. So as far as live performance is concerned, I think that is a risk that galleries and museums take. As far as film and video, I feel like this is a happy solution. So you take dance out of the concert stage, typically with screen dance, and you put it in an alternative space, and you have these moving pictures. So instead of it being kind of an ephemeral thing where you have to sit down and view it and then it's done, it lives on forever.
There's something too about, Amy talks about dance being very ephemeral and you can't take it with you, and video has become so oversaturated that we would find that when we would go out of the context of Amy doing something in a theater, that if we would release that video that we had worked on so hard, a lot of times it would just sort of like disappear into the ether. And so this is an opportunity to present it in a different way. And that's something we're trying to do across the boards. Like during Art Prize, we presented it on two screens at once, things like that, that make the experience of seeing it not so normal.
And we should note that you and Amy won your category in Art Prize 2014 for a dance film installation exhibit you did at the Morton. There's a film called Pull Me Back that I actually was able to watch on a screener link. And I know, Amy, you choreographed that. And it also features West Michigan actor Joshua Burge, whose film The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio actually opens this week. How did he get on board with this project?
Well, I had known of Joshua through the music scene here in Grand Rapids. The dance collective that I run, we do a lot with local musicians, and we're always interested in using live music to accompany the dance.
Yeah, Josh has played here at Wealthy Theater, where I'm the director. He's played on our stage, and then also he's become an actor who's got a couple movies in the top 10 indie movies every year. That some of those were filmed in part here, so we're also desperate as artists that we have really strong ties to each other, because we're all we got, you know. And so we were looking for somebody for this particular film that had really interesting eyes, because all the dancers have really interesting eyes. And Josh just popped into my mind. And I didn't know at the time he was sitting in a hotel room in Canada waiting to be called onto the set for weeks, you know, just in this hotel room with no friends or anything. And
when he's shooting The Revenant?
Yeah, he was shooting The Revenant. And And so all of the supporting actors pretty much are just waiting for that call to go on set. And he responded so quickly with a yes, because he was just in this hotel begging for people to talk to him because he was so lonely. So it was interesting timing.
Oh, it's very visually striking. What's the story of Pull Me Back? What story are you telling?
It's an exploration of a theme, and that one is addiction, and which can take, you know, many different forms. And so we drew on some mythological archetypes and created just a basic framework, and then Amy takes it from there and does what she does.
Yeah, it's very stunning. And then the third film is As in Life. And Amy, this was created on a moving 40-foot city bus. What sparked this idea? What are you saying through the choreography?
Well, I was at the time taking the bus quite a bit to work, and I had taken a workshop about exploring public spaces and who owns public space and what control we have over our experiences in those kinds of spaces. And I said to Aaron, I just think it would be really interesting to dance on a bus, and that was it. And I didn't think it would go anywhere. And then about a year later, Aaron was like, well, we convinced the Rapid to let us film on this bus. And I was floored. I don't know how he managed to do that, but somehow he did. And we just went for it.
What most excites and most intrigues both of you about doing the storytelling you're doing through dance and through music and through film? I'll let you start, Aaron.
I think for me, it's the journey that we take together, and we start this process early on with planning, but then all of us get together on this day or days, whatever it is, and we all know that we have this trust for each other, and we explore, you know, going places artistically that could only happen because of that trust. And so it's a really sacred thing that we all have because we need it, not because anybody's getting any money, just that we're drawn to each other and we sort of have to do this thing. And then you find other people that are your tribe, you know, to do that with. So that's my answer.
Amy, you get the last word.
I would have to agree with Aaron on that point, that the finished product is always quite beautiful, and I'm always amazed at, especially in the films that we do, what Aaron and the other videographers that we work with, what they come up with and what they capture. And when we go into these things, we don't have a lot. It's not like I'm choreographing going 5, 6, 7, 8, and everybody goes at the same time. It's this trust, and we create this structure, and the dancers are amazing at improvising and following that structure. And so those experiences that we have in the process of making become invaluable. It's incredible.
The show is called A Gallery Exhibition of New Works in Screen Dance, a collection of three short films along with dance video, dance photography, all presented by Art Peers and Dance in the Annex. It'll open this Friday and run until January 17th at the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts in Grand Rapids. You can get all the information you need at uica.org. And we've been talking with filmmaker Aaron Wilson and choreographer Amy Wilson. Good luck with the exhibition, and thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we always want to hear from you. Tell us what stories are you focusing on, or people you'd like us to look at and share their stories. Just let us know. Find us on Facebook. Search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty. We're on Twitter at Stateside Radio and MichiganRadio.org.